KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have fair to partly cloudy skies, mostly fair skies. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 88, winds out of the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And partly cloudy to cloudy tonight, another round of showers and thunderstorms developing late with a low of 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We picked up 32 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation rainfall-wise overnight, and we had hail ranging in size from about a pea size to a half dollar late last night here in Atlantic. Messina reports 49 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall. In the news, several areas of Cass County received hail Friday night and early Saturday morning. The hail ranged in size, as I mentioned, from dimes to larger than golf balls. In Atlantic, hail fell at the KJAN studios at around 11:30 p.m. Power was lost in the Messina area and south for a brief period of time. Also, the Cass County Sheriff's Office said deputies noticed utility crews out and about during and after the storm. The Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency posted pictures of the hail on their Facebook page. The National Weather Service began posting severe thunderstorm warnings for parts of Union and Madison counties at around 10 p.m. The storm cells then began to backfill and pop up to the west in Cass, Adams, Mills, Montgomery, and Pottawatomie counties before pushing eastward at speeds of 30 to 45 miles per hour. National Weather Service in Des Moines shared social media images of 3-inch diameter hail that fell in Lorimore in Union County at around 10:40 p.m. Friday. Irregular hail up to 4 inches in diameter fell in and around Bridgewater. Golf ball-sized hail was reported near Orient in Adair County at around 10:05 p.m. Other reports from the Weather Service they've gathered from their cooperative observers included around 11:35 p.m. Friday, hail as large as tennis balls or 2.5 inches in diameter fell near Carson in Pottawatomie County. Ping pong to golf ball-sized hail was reported 4 miles west of Grant in Montgomery County last night, with some hailstones larger than golf balls. 1.75-inch diameter hail fell in Oakland. Thunderstorm wind damage in Templeton, Carroll County, where a large tree fell in a house and garage. Several power lines fell and a flagpole was knocked over. Some of the fallen trees had limbs ranging from 2 to 6 inches in diameter. Near Manila, a tree fell and blocked Highway 141 for a time just east of Highway 59. In Sac County, numerous 3 to 6-inch diameter trees fell down near Shaler, and 12-inch diameter tree was snapped off and just missed a home. Dime-sized to quarter-sized hail was reported. 60-mile-per-hour winds were recorded at a personal weather station 6 miles southwest of Gray in Audubon County last night. 62-mile-per-hour winds were noted by a person with a personal weather station located 2 miles south of Willie in Carroll County. Atlantic Police Friday afternoon released a report detailing numerous arrests that had taken place since May 31st. In order from the newest to the oldest arrest dates, on June 17th, 21-year-old Kyle Confer of Atlantic was arrested for extortion and violation of a no-contact order. On the 13th, 23-year-old Levi Reining of Remsen was arrested for interference with official acts. On June 10th, Atlantic police arrested 21-year-old Gavin Fell Nichols of Atlantic on a Cass County warrant for reckless driving, and 27-year-old Benzer Mark of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication. On June 7th, 52-year-old Edward Davenport of Atlantic was arrested by APD on a Cass County warrant for theft in the first. On the 2nd, 26-year-old Nicholas Renner of Atlantic was arrested for driving while barred. And on May 31st, 35-year-old Christopher Castillo of Atlantic was arrested for driving while barred. All 7 subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail, and as of late Friday afternoon, only Confer had remained in the jail while the rest were released after appearing before a magistrate. The Mills County Sheriff's Office on Friday reports 3 arrests recently and a multiple injury accident took place. The accident happened around 2:30 p.m. Tuesday, June 15th. An investigation determined a 2020 Chevrolet driven by 53-year-old Amy Miller of Shenandoah was traveling east on Highway 34 when a 2007 GMC driven by 81-year-old Eduardo Majica of Omaha pulled away from a stop sign on Levi Road. Authorities say Majica saw the approaching Chevy but misjudged the distance the vehicle was from him. The Chevy struck the driver's side door of the GMC, causing both driver's doors of both vehicles to be pushed into their cabin areas, respectively. Following the collision, the Chevy came to rest in the median. The GMC continued to cross the east and westbound lanes before coming to rest in the north ditch of the westbound lanes. Majica and a juvenile in his GMC were transported by Glenwood Rescue to Mercy Hospital. 2 passengers in the Chevy, 79-year-old Kenneth and 80-year-old Lois DeBarry of Shenandoah, were also transported to Mercy by Glenwood Rescue. Separately, the Mills County Sheriff's Office said there were a few arrests over the past few days. On Thursday, Samson Aragawi Alam of Issaquah, Washington, was arrested following a traffic stop on Interstate 29 at around 4:50 a.m. that day. He was taken into custody for carrying a weapon and theft in the fourth degree, with bond set at $3,000. On Friday, at around 12:13 a.m., two people were arrested following a traffic stop on Interstate 29 in Mills County. 37-year-old Gwen Marie Vanderhoof of Clarinda and 32-year-old Stuart Dwayne Haley of Villisca were arrested for possession of controlled substance. Their bonds were set at $1,000 each. And finally in the news, a bridge deck overlay project on Iowa Highway 44 between Iowa Highway 4 in Panora and Highway 25 in Guthrie Center will require lane closures beginning at 6 a.m. Wednesday, June 23rd, and that'll be until Thursday, September 30th, weather permitting, of course, according to the Iowa Department of Transportation's Creston Construction Office. During the project, traffic will be controlled with temporary traffic lights. A 15-foot height limit and 15-foot width limit will be in place as well. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.